This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You might have heard this phrase in the news a time or two the past couple of months, gender-affirming care. The context, of course, is that conservative politicians in more than a handful of states have been trying to make it harder for transgender children to get medical interventions that affirm their gender identities, specifically medications that delay puberty for younger kids and hormone therapy for older teens. Treatments that are supported, by the way, by the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Medical Association, and some other major healthcare groups. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has ordered that state to investigate as child abuse anybody providing those treatments. The court has temporarily blocked those investigations, but a lot of families still face a difficult and expensive choice. Stay in Texas or leave, as Marketplace's Amy Scott tells us.
The moment Kay knew her family had to leave Texas, she was driving with her 10-year-old daughter.
And you know, she was in the back seat behind me, and so we were going from acting class to go get a donut, to go get a treat.
Kay's daughter, we'll call her O, is transgender. We're using initials to protect the family's privacy. Some friends were planning to protest the governor's order, and Kay asked her daughter if she'd feel comfortable saying a few words about being a trans kid. But first, Kay had to explain what the order meant, that O's parents, teachers, and doctors could get in trouble for helping her live as a girl.
And she got really quiet, and I went, well, do you have any questions? And then she asked, am I going to die?
Kay was still driving and couldn't see her daughter's face. She pulled over, threw the car into park, and jumped out.
And I opened her door, and I just said, no, oh my gosh, no, you're not going to die. Why would you ask me that? And she said, I mean, without a beat, you know, because everybody hates me. And that was when I just knew, like, I can't do this.
Kay and her husband are lifelong Texans. They'd talked before about whether to leave as the state's Republican-controlled legislature proposed bill after bill targeting transgender youth. All but one of them, restricting trans kids' access to sports, failed. Now, the fear that Child Protective Services might come knocking on their door was too much to bear.
I just said, I don't want to go into some small room for my supervised visit with my children where I explain we could have left, but we were too late.
So they're putting their house on the market and moving to Portland, Oregon. I talked with several families facing similar decisions. They've been sharing maps, identifying states with strong LGBTQ protections, including California, Colorado, and much of the Northeast. Some have already left. Camille Ray moved from the Austin area to Potomac, Maryland, outside D.C. last August. With her three children, her father, and a Mexican hairless Chihuahua mix named Ivan. Camille had been active in the fight against anti-trans legislation in Texas, and one day her transgender son, Leon, asked to come with her when she testified at the Capitol.
He ended up having to hear some very hateful and difficult things for a child to hear, and so he ended up getting chronic stomach aches and missing a lot of school and almost failing second grade.
Now, she says, 9-year-old Leon is doing much better. He can just be a kid.
The schools are accepting and supportive of Leon. Everyone that I talk to, they've all been supportive, you know, from the guy at the UPS store to Leon's teacher to whoever, you know, I end up telling the story.
The move has taken a financial toll. Camille is a science writer and was able to find a new job. But Leon's father has to commute back to Austin for a week every month. And they had to tap the kids' college savings.
Basically, it costs us upwards of $20,000 to move here. And on top of that, our mortgage almost doubled.
The exodus has been hard on those who remain in Texas and the trans adults who've been fighting alongside these families. Remington Johnson is a Presbyterian minister and soon-to-be ICU nurse in Austin.
I firmly expect that most of the community of parents that I'm connected with will be gone 12 months from now. And it feels really bad. It makes me feel less safe.
But she understands why they're leaving. Not everyone can afford to leave or has the job flexibility. Ed in San Antonio shares custody of his transgender daughter with his ex-wife. So there are two households involved. He and his current wife both own businesses.
I've been in business for 20 years in Texas, and I'm a native Texan. So it's pretty devastating to like think about having to just kind of up and leave.
For these families, not affirming their children's gender identities is unthinkable. They've listened to their kids, done tons of research, and consulted mental health and medical experts. Like many parents of transgender children, Ed saw a cloud lift when his daughter could just be herself.
That's like a joy of parenting, like knowing that you're getting it right. Because, you know, she's so much happier and doing better in school and, you know what I mean? There's no question.
The question is whether he'll be able to keep supporting her in Texas. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.